Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Your head is drooping.
Hmm?
I said your head's drooping.
Sweetheart, all of me is drooping. Even Michelangelo went to bed. I thought your sculpture class exhibit was on Saturday.
It is, honey, but it'll take a whole day to bake your head in the kiln. It has to be fired.
Yeah. Listen, if I don't get up in the morning and finish that design, my boss is going to fire me.
Okay, you promise you'll pose tomorrow?
Yes, I promise.
Hey, it's beginning to look like a real head, huh?
Yeah, whose?
Somebody's in the attic. Could it be?
I don't know.
Probably just the moonlight shining in the trees.
Well, no, Dad, we heard it, too. It was walking around in the attic first.
Oh, honey, on a dark, windy night, your imagination can play all sorts of tricks on you.
I didn't hear a thing, Mom.
Well, we did. You were asleep while it was walking around.
Walking, dancing? My God, that was a very energetic ghost. I wonder why we can't see it or hear it now.
It's probably back in the attic, resting.
Well, that's one way to find out. Go up in the attic and take a look.
No, not me. I'll wait till morning.
Oh, gosh. Kids, how many times have I told you? There's no such thing as a ghost.
What's the matter, Mr.
It's all right, Alice. The kids just thought they saw a ghost outside.
Oh, ghosts are no such things, kids.
See?
We saw it, Alice. Honest.
Well, maybe I left one of my nightgowns hanging on the wash line. That'd scare anybody in the dark.
Oh, well, everything's under control now, Alice. Thanks for checking.
Let's have a look in the attic.
Yeah, you kids go on to bed. We'll take care of it.
What's happening, Dad?
Nothing, boys. The girls just had a little scare.
Are they okay?
Yes, they're fine. Go on back to bed.
Scared him.
Can you scream?
wonder who could have left this window open. Hey, look.
I think we found our ghost.
So what'd you find?
Nothing. The creaking you heard was a rocking chair.
Yeah, but who was in it?
Nobody.
How do you know?
Well, because the seat was all covered with dust.
Ghosts don't leave any marks when they sit down. Everybody knows that.
Okay, girls. There is nothing in the attic, and there's nothing in the trees outside. So let's all go back to sleep, huh?
Right. And dream of nice things.
Night.
Good night, girls.
Night.
See you in the morning.
Night.
You know, I think our ghosts are right in there.
Mm-hmm. All three of them.
You know what? I bet we don't see any more ghosts tonight.
What makes you so sure?
I have a feeling they've all gone to sleep. In the attic? No, across the hall. Greg, Peter, and Bobby. I bet they rigged up this whole thing.
You're right. They're always playing tricks on us.
Those monsters. Are you sure? Tomorrow we'll do a little detective work, and I bet we can prove this whole thing.
That's right. We don't have any ghosts in our house. We have three rats.
Jan, you look in the closet, Cindy check under the beds, and I'll take the dresser drawers.
Okay. What are we looking for?
I'm not sure, but I bet we find it. Hey, I found something. What's a slide projector doing under Greg's bed?
It's usually in the family room.
Hey, there's a slide in it. Look at this.
It's somebody with a sheet over his head.
Yeah, it's one of the boys under a sheet. So that's how they did it. They aimed the projector out of the window onto the tree.
That's our ghost, Peter with a sheet.
But how do you explain the creaking in the attic? It still could have been the rocking chair. The boys could have moved it from down here with this rope. How? Well, let's say this is the rocking chair, and they did this. It would rock, and when they finished, the rope would disappear. That's really smart.
What?
Dirty, but smart. Dirty's right. We've got to get back at them for what they did.
Yeah, give them a dose of their own medicine.
Excuse me, folks. I hate to disturb the artist at work, but you left the dinner table before dessert.
No thanks, Alice. Not for me.
Yeah, well, I'll have mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that's coming along just fine.
Yeah, thanks.
Whoever it is.
Mike, would you hold your mouth still, please?
Why don't you work on the forehead?
Honey, I have to work on the whole face at the same time.
Do an ear.
Oh, Mike, please.
Listen, I thought it was the artist who was supposed to starve, not the model. I'll give you a bite.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I hope Alice hears it. Here it is.
Thanks, Alice.
Good.
Okay, Jen.
Are you still scared, Cindy?
Boy, I don't think I want to go to sleep tonight.
How come? Because of that ghost. I think we ought to lock our windows and doors.
I think you girls are scaring yourselves worse than that non-existent ghost did. No such thing as ghosts, right, fellas?
Right.
Just the same, I'll never go in that attic again.
Me neither. Not with that ghost around.
Maybe we ought to charge them rent.
I'll bet you guys wouldn't go up in the attic.
She's putting us on.
At night?
With all the lights out?
Anytime. I'll bet you guys wouldn't.
I'll bet we would.
Okay. I'll bet you my allowance. You guys aren't brave enough to go up there and spend a night.
Me too.
Me too.
You're kidding.
Your whole allowances?
I'm not afraid of any ghost in the attic, are you guys?
No way. Sounds like easy money to me.
Me too.
Okay. Our allowance against yours, we won't spend the night in the attic.
All three of you, all night.
Right.
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 Right. Right. Right. Alice will hold the money.
Fine.
Please.
Is it okay?
I don't know.
Whose idea was this?
The girls. What a cinch bit.
And it's for their own good. If we survive, they'll know the attic isn't haunted.
Oh, isn't that heroic of them? And who's going to help the girls get over their disappointment when they lose their allowance?
Poorer, but wiser. Which is more important?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you say, honey?
Yeah.
Come on.
Since tomorrow isn't a school day, okay.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Bye.
It'll give the girls a chance to get even, too.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but you can count on it.
Okay, you guys, that ought to do it.
Well, thanks, Alice.
Oh, I sure say the girls made a sucker bet.
Yeah, we should have bid our allowances for the whole year.
I can count the money now.
Yeah, well, good night, guys, and don't be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Good night, now.
Thanks.
Okay, ghosts, come and get us.
Bobby.
What?
Boo.
Oh! Scared.
They're all up there. All systems are go. You mean all systems are ghosts?
Stop talking in your sleep.
I'm burning up. I've got to get out.
Bobby, will you stop blabbering?
I'm not blabbering.
I must have air. Give me air.
Who said that? I thought it was you.
Ghost time's over. Come on.
Oh, good. Come on.
Oh.
cellophane wrapping paper. Two fish lines. They go up over that beam, out the window, and down to the girls' room.
Well, how'd they get the voice in the trunk?
Ah! The tape recorder.
We ran the line down to our room, and then we turned it on when we were ready.
Very ingenious.
That's no fair. You tricked us.
Well, you tricked us.
Okay, everybody's even now. Joke over.
Yeah, fun is fun, but you know you can carry joking too far. Somebody could end up getting hurt.
Well, everybody to promise me there's going to be no more scaring each other, okay?
The girls will get our allowances.
May I remind you of your famous quote? Poorer but wiser, which is more important?
Zapped again.
Thanks, Alice.
I said all along it was a sucker's bet.
You said they were making the sucker's bet.
Anybody who believes in ghosts is a sucker.
Alice, aren't you scared of anything?
Nope.
Oh, come on. What about horror movies and vampires?
Oh, vampires give me a pain in the neck. That's pretty good.
What about werewolves?
All bark, no bite. Oh, boy, Alice, when you're hot, you're hot. All bark, no bite.
I don't believe her.
Me neither. I'll bet if she saw something really scary, she'd break the record for the mile run. Hey.
What?
Want to try and make her run?
We promised Mom and Dad no more scaring.
We promised we wouldn't scare each other. We didn't say anything about Alice.
Residence. Oh, hi, Sam. Sure, I'd love to go to a movie tonight. Which one? Well, if it's my choice, I'll take the drive-in movie where we've both seen the movie. Huh? Okay. Bye, Sam.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, Mrs. Brady, I didn't hear you drive up. Let me give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you finished Mr. Brady's head.
Fresh out of the oven?
It looks more like it's fresh out of the hospital.
Oh, well, let's take it in the living room, okay?
Mrs. Brady, if you don't have anything for me to do tonight, I'd like to go to a movie with Sam.
Oh, sure. Mr. Brady and I are going to the sculpture exhibit.
Oh, good.
Careful now, careful. Right.
Perfect. Mom and Dad will be gone all evening, and Alice will be out for a couple hours.
That gives us plenty of time. Wait till Alice gets back.
Yeah, let's see how she really acts with ghosts.
Have a good time.
I hope you win.
Good luck.
Now, listen, if you need anything, Alice is at the movies and your mother and I at the exhibit, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Now, be nice to one another. Don't fight.
And don't tear up the house.
Right, Dad, goodbye.
Don't worry. See you later. Have a good time.
Bye.
Oh. Let's get ready for Alice.
Boy, if Mom and Dad ever find out.
Yeah.
Look, there's no way. Alice's movie is over at 9:15. Mom and Dad won't be back till way after that.
Now, Alice, she won't tell on us.
She couldn't. Like when we get through with her, she'll be speechless. How does it look?
Real creepy.
This ought to flip Alice out.
Okay, give me the sheet. Ah. Okay. Boy, this is gonna scare her. Oh, there now. How does that look?
Looks a little bit long.
Of course. Did you ever see a ghost in a mini sheet?
Okay, one more time. Okay, I think that's enough.
Boy, I screamed great. I almost scared myself.
This is really gonna work great.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, it's all tied up. Bring them up.
This even looks spooky going up in the light. Wait till Alice sees it coming down in the dark.
Okay, now, Alice comes in, and the room is dark. The lights won't work, so she heads for the fuse box like this. When she gets just about here, I hit the skull light.
Then I flip the switch and my scream goes off.
You mean my scream.
Alice turns towards the screams like this.
And we let the ghost down the stairs.
Right.
Boy, I kind of wish it was happening to me.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's everybody in their places. Okay. We've spun our web. Now all we have to do is wait for the fly.
Wow.
kids are still up so I can show them my ribbon.
They're probably in bed. All the lights are out.
Well, they couldn't have been in bed long. It's still early. Just a second.
Here comes Alice.
Guess who's at it again?
Oh, no. It's Mom and Dad.
Where are we in for it?
I think I better go fix the lights so we can see who to yell at. Wasn't your fault, Alice. Was it, kids?
No, sir. We had it all rigged up to scare.
Like I said, if you carry a joke too far, somebody can get hurt.
We never thought it'd be Dad's head.
Gee, it won a prize, too.
Well, so much for third place.
All right. That does it. Everybody upstairs, no allowance for 2 weeks, and that goes for all of you. Come on.
Come on.
There goes my model airplane. I guess we deserve it.
That's one of my good sheets. Oh.
My jelly bread.
More coffee, anybody?
No, thanks, Alice.
See, I feel so guilty about what happened last night, folks.
Aw.
Alice, don't worry about it. You'll both be happy to know I'm starting a new project today.
We fixed it. We put Dad back together.
Hey. Well, thanks for trying.
Gosh, that looks like I sometimes feel when I get up in the morning.
Yes, it does.
Are you supposed to be?
I am a classical Greek, Mr. Brady.
I'm starting a new project.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sculpting a Greek statue.
What's it for?
Well, it's for the backyard. I'm going to put a large bowl under it, and then I can use it for one of two things.
Such as?
Well, for one, a bird bath.
A bird bath? What else?
Well, if I pucker up, I can be a fountain.